Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello and welcome to the Over and Back Classic NBA Podcast. I am Jason and with me as usual is Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, in the basketball world, not a whole lot right now, at least not in the NBA world. We have got things going on right here. We are bringing back one of our favorite series, NBA 50-point games. We've not talked about this in about 3 years. Been a lot of 50-point games since then. So we are going to dive into some of the important ones and get into what has changed in the past 3 years in terms of all-time records and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's fascinating that that show was only like, you know, 3 years ago that we launched that show, or three or four years ago. And now it's like we had the idea, hey, let's cover 50-point games or whatever. And like we did, and we were able to cover it in a couple of episodes. We did, you know, decade by decade and little. And now when you get some of these numbers of how many 50-point games have happened since we last did one of those episodes, it is going to blow your mind. So definitely recommend going back and checking those episodes out when, I don't know, 50-point games were still I don't want to say fun, because they're still fun and there's still something cool about them, but our intrigue on 50-point games and the history of 50-point games much, much different when we concluded that series, you know, in 2020 than it is now here in 2023, where just the list of 60-plus games it will make your mind explode. And then, yeah, sure, some of the numbers of percentages of all-time 50-point games that have occurred over just the last couple of years, I think are going to surprise you a lot. So, well, I guess if you've been watching the NBA, maybe not surprise you a lot, but maybe the extent at which the prolification of 50-point games has occurred might surprise you a bit.
Yeah, so we're going back to over the past four seasons, in which there have been 92 50 or more point games, which that is a large number. And we'll get into more more of the numbers there, but yeah, that accounts for about 13% of all the 50 plus point games in NBA ABA history. So that's it's quite a few. 13%.
That's a good number. Wild. Yeah, when you consider that, you know, we're covering all the history of the NBA, the history of the ABA, all of those games, all these years. And yeah, 13% of those 50 plus point games happening in the last four seasons. That's a staggering number.
That's, you know, 80 plus years if you include ABA years. So right. Yeah, that's it. That's a lot. So, all right, well, let's we're going to start with we'll just break it down to the 60 point games. So this is since the 2020 season, so last four seasons. So we'll just list them here. I don't know if any of these like stand out to you, like you really remember like watching these games, or if they really stand out. Probably a couple of them will. So Damian Lillard, October 23rd, 2019, in a loss to Brooklyn. James Harden, November 30th, 2019.
So good.
Yeah, they're always fun. James Harden, November 30th, 2019, a win against Atlanta. He was still a Rocket there. He was not a Rocket that much longer, if I recall correctly. That was near the end, right?
That was his, I'm fat, so you should trade
right.
me.
I'm fat, I don't trade me. But
trade me.
But I can still, you know, get 60 in a game. So
I can still put up buckets, though. I want to say, actually, well, no, hold on a minute.
Was that a year before that he got fat? Okay.
The year after, right? Wasn't it early 2020 that he got? 2020 is a blur for me. I believe it was early 2020. Yes, and that particularly that season is a blur for me because the pandemic happened in between.
There were some things happening going on there.
I'm pretty sure that was early 2020. I think this was just playing out the strings of the Rockets thing. I'm hoping we're still contenders, and I believe it was early 2020 is the I'm fat, you should trade me.
Okay.
Year.
Gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. Damian Lillard again, January 2020, about 4 months after his last one, had a win over Golden State. Damian Lillard a third time, August 11th, 2020, our first 60-point game within the bubble. Then Steph Curry, January 3rd, 2021, and he went over Portland as the first 60-point game of his career, and he becomes the second oldest player to ever record a 60-point game behind Kobe Bryant, of course, in the final year of his career. And you, by the way, you are correct. It was the 2021 season, so it was 2020 when James Harden got fat. So,
okay. Yeah. Well,
yes.
So, or got fatter.
He's right. Never, you know, exactly. Fat. I mean, we're not. And you know, no fat shaming here. We understand.
No, no. I mean, he intentionally admitted it. I got myself out of shape, so they would trade me, and it worked. Hey, you know what? I wish I could get fat and, like, you know, things that I wanted would happen, but it usually is the opposite. So, no fat shaming. Obviously, yeah. I mean, you're not looking at us, but I mean, come on, he's probably still in better shape than I am. But yeah, no, it was a particularly intended weight gain from James Harden there that, again, worked out pretty swimmingly. As far as all these games that you've mentioned so far that stand out, I think it was the two from Damian Lillard. The January one and then the October one was like, whoa, these are 60-point games in a very short amount of time. And then he comes back in the bubble and does it. And I do remember that one being like, wow, this guy is special. Like, there's something really cool is happening here right now. Because really, you've mentioned Steph in January of 2021. But otherwise, it's been, you know, it's been Harden and it's been Damian Lillard three times doing that over the course of just, you know, basically a year, year and a half. That was really cool. And I thought, wow, we're seeing something very, very special out of this guy. As we're going to see pretty soon, some of these names you add to that list there of 60-point games are going to make it, for no, by no fault of Damian Lillard, is going to make it seem less impressive over time as some of these other guys add to the list.
Yeah, there's definitely some inflation going on there. So, yes. Next we have Bradley Beal. Just 3 days later, January 6th, 2021, first 60-point game of his career, and they lost to the Sixers. Jason Tatum. April 30th, 2021, and it went over the Spurs. Karl Anthony Towns, March 14th, 2022, and it went over the Spurs. You put a note here, is Kat the least great player to have 60? Which is sort of an interesting question, although I don't know. There's some names on here. It's like, well, Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell, Gilbert Arenas, Kemba Walker, Larry Miller, Stu Johnson, or Tom Chambers. You know, I would say Kat's probably better than most of those guys.
I would say Larry Miller and Stu Johnson, he absolutely is.
Okay. Right.
Those guys are probably the worst. Chambers, that one's tough. I'm in between on that. Okay. Kat will probably end up, like, if right now he retired, he's probably not, but I'm sure when it's all said and done, he will be better than Tom Chambers. Bradley Beal, yeah, I'd probably still pick Beal, but I definitely admit that, you know, they're probably on the equal footing there in a lot of ways. I think Donovan Mitchell is better than Kat. I think Gilbert Arenas was better than Kat, and Kemba, I think, was better than Kat. But obviously, we're saying this now as Karl Anthony Towns still has presumably another decade left in his career. You know, pretty conservatively, it looks like he could probably play another decade. So he might pass all those guys.
He's 27. So,
he probably at least he'll play until 35, I think, at a relatively decent pace, barring some incredible injuries or something like that. So I don't think he's the least great player, but I think he might be in that mix with, like, a few of these guys that we mentioned there. Your Larry Millers, your Stu Johnsons, potentially your Tom Chambers, potentially your Bradley Beals, he's in that realm.
He's in your bottom 10%, I would say.
Sure.
Of the 60 guys, yes. So, and then one day later, Kyrie Irving did it in a win over the Magic. This is March 15th, 2022. And then Luka Doncic, December 27th, 2022, and he win over the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell, January 2nd, 2023, in a win over the Bulls. It is a 70 piece, 71 points. He becomes the seventh player to ever score 70 or more in a game. Mm-hmm. And then Damian Lillard, January 25th, 60 points in a win over Utah. And then we got the big one, another big one. Damian Lillard, February 26th, 2023. He becomes the eighth player to score 70 or more points in a game, doing it the same season. Of course, it's just a month and a half after Donovan Mitchell did it. Gets the 17th 50-point game of his career. also gets his fifth 60-point game, which ties him for third all-time with Michael Jordan. By the way, Kobe Bryant has six in his career, and Wilt has 32 in his career. Always a Wilt stat.
Always a Wilt stat, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, that's a lot of points.
Yeah, and there's a lot there, and especially when you consider, you know, looking at those 70-point games, that's where now we're in a completely different realm. 50, right. That's a whole, yeah, that's, hey, great job, but also, you know, some other dude, Tony Delk, did it. It's like, it's still good. That's still a good thing to do. I mean, you should set a 50-point game. I mean, you should be very proud of yourself for getting 50. 60-plus, you are an elite company. You're in such an elite company that we're talking about, like, Tom Chambers being one of the worst of you. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that's not bad. That's pretty good. 70 now, that is, like, a completely different realm when you talk about the guys who had 70-plus prior to Lillard and Mitchell. Because you're talking about Wilt. You're talking about Kobe. You're talking about David Thompson. You're talking about Elgin Baylor, and you're talking about David Robinson, and that's it. That's the list right there.
Devin Booker,
and then of course Devin Booker. Yeah, I always forget about him in 2017 because that was a loss too. Actually, you know, you'd be surprised at how many 70-point games are losses. I think a lot of people would be surprised. Wilt had 1, 2, 3 70-point games and losses, and David Thompson's 70-point game was also in a loss. But Devin Booker's was too. They lost by 10, but hey. 70-70 flags fly forever. But now you had two more guys to that list. And this is a list that hadn't, you know, 2017, you put Devin Booker in there. Nobody had done that since 2006 with Kobe when he did the 81, obviously.
Right.
Before him is 1994. And then before that is David Thompson in 1978. Like, we're talking huge, huge lengths of time between these. And then otherwise you have 1960, and then, of course, 1961 and 1962 with Wilt Chamberlain, you know, and 63 as well, adding those all into the Wilt era. But, yeah, it's like we added two guys in the course of, you know, from January to February into that list. That it changes the record books in a lot of ways. And that's when we really start saying, wow, what is going on here? Like, this is those 60-plus are interesting and unique, but – you know, getting 270-plus games within a month is pretty crazy. And I know at that time I was like, whoa, this isn't good. And obviously they've slowed down a lot, and they, you know, we'll talk about it over the course of the rest of the episode. But it definitely created this weird, like, okay, what's going on here? Like, is this something that the NBA's going to have to fix here? Because the record books, and people were looking at the record books and really being like, we're going to decimate all these record books with the way the scoring is going here and the way the output is. But obviously, it didn't happen that way, but I do remember at the time just being stunned that, wow, we're adding to the 70-plus club now. 80 feels like it's on the horizon.
Right. Yeah, and it's interesting. And yeah, and we'll have more on where this is historically, because it's definitely big historically, but it's not – there's a couple of other periods that are actually reasonably comparable, and of course the early 60s kind of blows it out of the water. And the early 60s are its own thing, but – yeah, it was kind of interesting to hear that dialogue. And I was a little bit, I was like, oh yeah, this is kind of crazy. But just thinking about, like, well, yeah, there's also been, it just ebbs and flows. You know, a 50-point game, like, scoring, I wouldn't say it's never been easier, but like the conditions have rarely been better for, especially for these sort of individual big scoring performances. Like, in terms of, you know, like, how many points NBA teams play score in a game, or, you know, like per 100 possessions. It's not, I mean, it's higher than it certainly was in the late 90s and in 2000s, but it's not, there have been plenty of periods where it's been higher, but yeah, the individual performances definitely are up from most historical periods. We'll get into that a little bit more, but
yeah. And you're talking about, you know, pace of play increasing a bunch and threes. It's the, you know, you add pace of play going up to a certain level, three-pointers going up to a certain level, you know, and fouls being called, you know, a little bit more liberally or whatever, and stars having the ball in their hands pretty much every time. Damian Lillard has the ball anytime he wants. He has the ball in his hands. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, he doesn't have to do any – that doesn't have to wait for a pass, doesn't really – and the team's totally fine with that. Hey, Damian, grab the ball, run with it. Score. Thank you. That's all we need from you.
Yeah, and the defensive rules have changed. Some made it actually harder for offenses, but they adjusted by increasing spacing, and that's eventually led to more scoring. It just took a while to get there. And then, of course, you know, like hand check and the physical defense that was allowed in the 90s and 2000s isn't really allowed anymore. So that, you know,
back when the game was good, and now the game sucks.
Now it's terrible. Jason, yeah, back when real men played the game and, you know, scored 75, you know, the team scored 75 points again, and gosh darn it, we liked it.
Right. Gosh darn it. I miss the days where where Damian Lillard would have to start a possession by throwing it down low to a man named Brickowski or something like that.
Sure.
And he would dribble twice.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't be able to find anything. Then he'd give it back to Damian Lillard. And then Damian Lillard would have to see if he can repost with him. And then it doesn't work. And then he has to put up a shot with
second
on the shot clock. That was the game.
Yeah. Or you give it to your power forward. He backs his guy down for 10 seconds. And then, that's pure basketball. All right. So let's get into some first timers. A lot of people joined the first time club in these last 4 years. So D'Angelo Russell did it. He did it for the Warriors November 8th, 2019.
Do you remember? What was your favorite memory of the D'Angelo Russell Warriors? That was the best. When they were like, no, we want D'Angelo Russell. We're not going to trade him. And everyone's like, you're going to trade him, right? They're like, no. Steph, D'Angelo, it's going to work. And then the second they could trade him, they trade him.
Yeah, right. He became the 15th player in Warriors history to do it. We're going to have more on that later on. Eric Gordon did it January 27th, 2020, in a win over Utah. Chris Middleton, January 28th, one day later, in a win over Washington. Trae Young, February 20th, 2020, against Miami. I don't know. Do you think it's weird that it took him this long?
Yeah. Kevin, that's a guy who likes to shoot. Loves to shoot. The man
that's true.
Has never seen a shot he didn't like. It seems like it would have happened a little bit earlier. I was pretty surprised that it took him that long.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Caris LeVert, March 30th, 2020, and a win against Boston.
This is also long awaited. Caris LeVert 50-point game. Or is it weird that it took him this long? It's not at all.
It's back when he was still in that. TJ Warren, August 1st, 2020. This is our first bubble 50-point game. Warren was a Pacer at the time. Unfortunately, he's only played 46 games in three seasons since. It's disappointing. That was kind of his coming out party. But also in the bubble, 16 days later, Donovan Mitchell, August 17th, a bubble loss to Denver. Jamal Murray did it 6 days later, August 23rd, and a bubble loss to Utah. Fred VanVleet, this is the next season, February 2nd, 2021, and a win over Orlando. Nikola Jokic, we'll be talking about him more, February 6th, 2021, and a loss to Sacramento. Joel Embiid, February 19th, 2021, in a win over the Bulls. This one, I agree with you. I'm surprised this one took so long.
Yeah, we're just talking 50 here. We're not talking 60 or 70 or whatever.
Right.
Just getting up to 50 with a guy who has the ball in his hands as much as he does and gets his fouled as often as he does. I was surprised he didn't creep up to, just a 50-point game anytime, a little sooner than he did.
Right. Although, in fairness for Trae, that was only like his second season that he did that, so.
Yeah, but it's true. Yeah, he just likes
to shoot the ball. All right, fair. He likes
to
shoot the
ball. The man loves to shoot.
The man loves to shoot the ball.
It just seems like one time he would have made, because he takes, 20 threes a game. You think one time he just, hit 10 of them or 15 of them in a game.
All right, fair.
And it was just like, crap. Trae Young, that'll happen.
Okay.
But,
All right. All right, fair enough. All right, Zach LaVine, April 9th, 2021, in a loss against Atlanta. I believe Trae Young may have had 49 points in that game. That was like the crazy game. And I think that went into overtime. I remember that one being.
I believe you're right. The two people were flirting with 50. I'm almost positive it was Trae and Zach.
Yep. Same day, Jason Tatum in a win over the Timberwolves. Kevin Porter Jr.
Surely this is a mistake.
Yeah, it is not a mistake. Yeah, April 29th, 2021, and a win over Milwaukee. And definitely going to be on one of those guys you forget on the listicles, the sporicles.
Sporical quiz, or now, he'll be in an immaculate grid. It's like...
Yeah, right, yeah.
It'll be racking your brain trying to figure out, if Kevin Porter fits the...
Right.
Like, there's no way he's 50. Yeah, I cannot wait to write. I'm just going to write it now and, get it ready to post in, 8 years from now. Fan sided, can you believe this guy scored 50 points?
Perfect.
A picture of Kevin Porter Jr.
We got the notes right now. Yeah, so it's all good. Yeah. Luka Doncic, February 10th, 2022, win over the Clippers. Ja Morant, February 28th, win over the Spurs. Yeah, quite a few of these against the Spurs. I guess it's the benefit of the Spurs. It's kind of been lousy, last few years.
Yeah, Pop's kind of just sitting down. Victor's coming.
We'll be fine. Carl Anthony Towns, he actually had 60 before he had 50. So that's
wild. I love that.
Yeah,
that's a good
fact. Yeah, that's good. Yes. Yeah, I wonder how many guys have 60 but not 50. I wonder if that's a thing. I wonder if there's anybody. I'll have to check the 60 list and see if any of those guys, if their only one is a 60.
Support for Over and Back is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code OVERBACK at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off plus free shipping worldwide with the code OVERBACK at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 16 million balls who trust Manscaped. And this, you know, Performance Package 4.0 is a game changer. Inside this package, you will find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. First of all, that Lawnmower 4.0, the future of grooming. Dare we say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. Thanks to their advanced skin safe technology, the Lawnmower 4.0 is also waterproof and has a 4000K LED spotlight that is just going to give you that much more precise shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor as well. You thought that was good, but you want to take your grooming game even further to the next level. Well, don't worry, because the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. This is also waterproof and provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate nose holes. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped is even going to throw in, again, two free gifts in that Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. You can bring your comfort and your boxers to another level. So it's time to take care of yourself. Go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping worldwide with that code OVERBACK. Again, that's 20% off free shipping with the code OVERBACK at manscaped.com. One more time, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And make sure you use that promo code OVERBACK to get 20% off plus free shipping. Code OVERBACK one more time. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. We thank them, of course, for sponsoring this show. All right, back to it.
Let's see. We have Sadiq Bey, March 17th, 2022, in a win over Orlando. Of course, Atlanta Hawks legend Sadiq Bey doing it for the Pistons, his first game.
This apologies to Kevin Porter Jr. Sadiq Bey is going to be the one in the Sporkle quiz that you're going to miss for sure.
Yeah.
And then go, no way. And then look it up and go, oh, God damn. All right. Sadiq Bey had a 50-point game. Like, what's going on? What are we doing here? But there you go. Sadiq Bey. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. That's a pretty surprising one. We got Darius Garland, November 13th, 2028.
Okay. That one's fine.
Pascal Siakam, December 21st, 2022, in a win over the Knicks. And Drew Holiday, March 29th, 2023, in a win over Indiana. Like, that's late in his career to get his
first. Yeah, that's a really cool for Drew Holiday to get that so late into his career. And so, you know, we're talking 2023. The guy's been through, you know, won a championship, had multiple teams and sort of stuff. I like that. That's cool for him. A nice little a nod there for Drew Holiday.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, that one is definitely fun. So you want to go through some of the special notable games?
Yeah, let's do that, because we've listed a lot here, but there's some special ones that I think are pretty fun here. Kyrie Irving, October 23rd, 2019, his Nets debut in the first game of the season. Jason, call me crazy. I think this Nets thing is going to work out great.
Absolutely.
For them. I mean, you got Kyrie Irving, you got Kevin Durant. Once he gets healthy and comes back, you got a nice core of good rotation guy. Caris LeVert, you mentioned him a little bit earlier, a guy that's capable of scoring 50 points a game, can do a lot of different stuff. Jared Allen, a good defender. I mean, call me crazy.
Good
head coach. And what the hell's that guy's name? I'm blanking on his name. The guy who he accepted the Hornets job, and then he was like, actually, I don't want to coach the Hornets. Kenny Atkinson.
There you go.
I remember that. Okay. He's like, I'm going to be the Hornets coach. And they're like, are you sure? And he's like, actually, I'm going to stay with the Warriors as an assistant. I don't want
all right.
head coach.
Fair enough.
So, again, I think this is going to work out great. I'm being told they lost to the Wolves in that game.
Oh.
So,
Okay.
And I'm also being told the Nets thing did not work out.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't work out.
Apparently, Kyrie was a big part of that not working out.
Yeah.
So, well, darn. You win some, you lose some. But anyway, he did it on his Nets debut in the first game of the season. James Harden, December 13, 2019, the 24th 50-point game of his career, and he has not had one since. Do we think there's a chance that he can do it again before his career is done?
Yeah, I don't know. That is, we are definitely, and we do seem like we're living in the sunset of his career. I mean, I guess it kind of depends on what happens next. Like,
right. If he goes back to Houston or something.
Like yeah. That. Or goes to the Hornets. Or, you know,
the aforementioned Hornets. Yeah. It's
the aforementioned Hornets, maybe. Yeah.
Like, we have nothing else. Score away, man. Like, do whatever you want to do. Yeah. If he's a Sixer, if he's with a team that has a chance at winning a title. There's probably not a
less of a chance.
Yeah, you probably don't want to have a situation where James Harden's a guy that's scoring 50 points for your team. But yeah, there is the distinct possibility that he just joins a bad team and they're just like, well, whatever, dude, just do whatever because who cares? You know? So we'll see. So stay tuned on the James Harden thing. Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray, August 23rd, 2020. First time two players dueled to 50 in the playoffs. Only the fifth time that's happened, period. Both had 50 twice in that same series as well. So historic, you know, and for a time felt like the last gasp. Like Jamal Murray was like, oh, man, like this was his coming out party. Then obviously the injury happened and there was some other derailments and some stuff like that. But, you know, now knowing what he did in the playoffs this year and winning the title or whatever, it seems less crazy. But this was like the peak of Jamal Murray. This was like, holy crap, the Nuggets have two guys now that are just incredible. And surely this team is going to win a title sometime. And then obviously his injuries kind of derailed that a little bit. But we were all right. They all got there eventually. And Donovan Mitchell, this may have been his apex as well, because obviously the things that would occur over the next couple of years, he'd feel less like the guy and the man as he did in this series, which I'll remember these 50-point games a lot, because these guys were just going out there and dueling boom, boom, boom a bunch of different times. And like I said, both having 50 twice in that series. Giannis Antetokounmpo, July 20th, 2021. He does it in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. And really, I mean, I guess we have to have this conversation. I know we had it at the time, but we'll bring this back. This has to be one of the greatest games in NBA history, one of the greatest finals games in history, right? Doing that,
50-plus
to win a title for your franchise that you were drafted with and drafted with, just the whole optics around it. It was Giannis being drafted from, you know, obscurity, coming to the league, having pretty much no idea what, you know, how to play basketball. He kind of, you know, just this raw piece that clearly had so much talent and clearly had so much ability and you know, physical tools, and it just had to all come together, and it all came together in Milwaukee. He stayed with the team. He blows his knee out in the conference semifinals, and it's like, ah, crap, like this isn't going to work, and then somehow it does work, and then he comes back and he scores 50 to win the title, and it's got to be, that's like an iconic game. That's an all-time great game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's one. That is truly one of the, absolutely one of the greatest, maybe the greatest, given the entire context and given how much he produced all over. I mean, that's up there in the pantheon for sure. That'd be probably a good future show topic. Yeah, I don't know if we've ever gotten into that one.
Yeah, so. Maybe we should. Because, that I've never seen a clear example of my entire life watching basketball. And obviously, it's unfortunately, it's spanning more and more years as I get older. But that's one of the rarest cases I've ever seen of a guy just being like, I'm putting this team on my back and we're winning this goddamn game. You know what I mean? And people can bring up a Jordan, bring up a Kobe or whatever, but I've never seen it like Giannis did in that game where he was just like, no, I'm winning this damn game and we're winning this damn title. I'm going to hit all my free throws. I'm going to dunk every time I have an opportunity to dunk. We're going to win this goddamn game and I'm going to win it for you in Milwaukee right now. We're not going to game 7. And he did it. So just an incredible, incredible moment. LeBron James, March 11, 2022, fourth oldest player to score 50-plus in a game, just under 17 years between his first and his most recent 50-point game as well. So, again, LeBron, good for a while. Yep. 15th 50-plus game for LeBron as well in his career.
Yeah, that's a great one, obviously. And we'll see if he's got any more. You know, at a certain point, if he's able to get it, I can't remember if he'd be the oldest. He'd be very close. We'll check on that one while we go through the other ones.
Yeah, he's got to be in definitely in contention for that. Luka, December 31st, 2022, gets 50-plus three times in 5 games. So this was the third time he had done it in 5 games. Does it on New Year's Eve, obviously. And in the other 5 games, the ones that he didn't have 50 points, he had 32 and 35 in those other two. So that's that is a good little run for old Luka Doncic there, scoring 50 3 times in 5 games, and the other times getting 32 and 35 points. So good for him. Julius Randle, March 20th, 2023, first Knick to go 50 since Carmelo Anthony. Also, Julius Randle had 57 points in that game. He almost got to 60. Julius Randle. Good Lord. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Julius Randle.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, April 24, 2023. Third 50-point game of his career. First in the playoffs. Steph Curry followed that up a couple days later, April 30th, 2023. First 50-point game in a game 7. And he was the second oldest to score 50 in a playoff game, trailing only Karl Malone. And this is the 13th of his career. And then just a couple of weeks later, Jason Tatum does it, May 14, 2023, breaks the record for most points in a game 7 that was set by Steph Curry 2 weeks prior. We just talked about that. So, it's that was 2023. Just a lot of games going on in a lot of 50-point games. And that was just a couple of the highlights that we mentioned there. But, Jason, you want to tell us a little bit about some records that were set this year with the 2023 season?
Yeah, so we tied the number of most 50-point games in a single postseason, which was 4, which was set in the 2020 bubble. And then, 16 of the 53 instances of postseason 50-plus games have taken place since 2017. So that's roughly a little bit more than a quarter of them have happened since 2017, and 11 of those have happened since 2020. So basically a fifth of them have happened in the last 4 seasons. So that is certainly a lot.
Yeah, playoff 50-point games feel like, it definitely feels like what was once like a complete rarity seems a little bit more commonplace. And like we talked about, it's all the factors again, and just the ability for, a star-driven league more than ever to just say, hey, you know what? Here's the ball, score, win us the game. You know, we talked about it with Giannis. Luka's a very clear example of that. Steph Curry, a clear example of that. Jason Tatum, a clear example of that, of guys that are just, when they're feeling it, coaches, teams have no problem just saying, hey, let that guy do everything he needs to do to score as many points as he can to help us win here. So you dig into it. Yeah, guys with no 50 and only 60s. What do you got here?
Two things. Yeah, I've got that and I've got another thing. But so, the guys with no 50-point games, only 60-point games, we got 4. We got 3 of them were ABA. Larry Miller, Zemo Beatty, and Stu Johnson. Joe Folks did it in, I think it was still technically the BAA at that point. Might have been the NBA. I can't remember if it was the first NBA season. But also, David Thompson, he had 150 in the ABA, and his only 50 in the NBA was the 73-point game. So that's a little asterisk on that one. And also, LeBron. So LeBron turns 39 on December 30th. And if he scores 50 points in a game, like 20 days after that, anytime after 20 days after that, he would be the oldest. Jamal Crawford's right now is age 39 in 20 days. So LeBron would, if he does it sometime past mid-January this season, then he would be the oldest player to score 50 in a game. So
okay, there you go. So I want him to get that record, but I don't want him to break Jamal's record. So
right.
I'm very conflicted.
Right.
In that, I forgot that Jamal Crawford was the leader there. Now I'm slightly conflicted on that. Real quickly, major streaks of scoring bursts. So we talked about Luka's one. Here's a few others. Early December 2019 saw a flurry of games with three James Harden 50-point games, Anthony Davis's first as a Laker, and then a bunch of others from December 3rd to December 13th. End of January 2020 saw Damian Lillard do it twice. Eric Gordon, Chris Middleton, Kyrie Irving all scoring 50-plus from January 20th to January 31st. March 2022 is wild with 50-point games. LeBron starts us off on March 5th. Jason Tatum does it on the 6th. Irving does it on the 8th. LeBron again on the 11th. Durant on the 13th. Cat on the 14th. Irving on the 15th. Sadiq Bey on the 17th. It's a lot.
That is a lot.
March 2022, Sadiq Bey, LeBron starting us off, and then Sadiq Bey finishing us off as perfect.
Two symbiotic. Legends.
Yeah, two absolute legends in the sport.
Yeah, right.
Filling out perfectly. And then we mentioned the Luka one. Late December, he had 50-plus three times in just five games, had 32 and 35 the other two. December 23rd, 27th, and the 31st were all 50-plus point games for Luka Doncic.
Not bad. Yeah, this was the end of the 2022 calendar year, so just last season. It's like, oh yeah, that happened last season.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, right. And of course he had 60 points in one of those games. So so looking at some now how we're doing in terms of historical trends. So if you're listening to this in the future, which I guess anybody listening to this will be in the future, but if you're listening to this it's somewhat in the distant future, right now we've just ended the 2023 season. So these are as of the 2023 season. So as I mentioned earlier, we've had 92 50-point games in the last four seasons. It accounts for about 13% of all the 50-plus games in NBA ABA history. There's 677 total. We've also had 16 60-plus point games in the past five seasons, which accounts for 18% of all these 60-plus games. There are 88 of them in NBA ABA history. So 13% of 50-point games have happened in the last four seasons. 18% of 60-point games have happened in the past five seasons. Two of the 13 all-time 70-plus point games occurred last season, 2023. Three players have joined the 70-plus club, which now is eight members since 2017. So it's gone from five members to eight members since 2017. 2023 had 29 total 50-plus point games. 25 happened in the regular season. Four happened in the postseason. That is the most in any season outside of 1962, in which there were 59 of them, and 1963, in which there were 34. Of course, there are way more games in the season now. So 25 out of a total of 1,230 regular season games is just 2%. In 1963, 34 out of 360 games was 9.4%. So the rate of them happening in the early 60s, still way more than happening today. But as we'll get into, we're still, you know, outside of that, you know, early 60s blip, we're having them more than basically we've had them in any time in NBA history. Since the 2014 season, we have had 171 50-plus point games, which is actually not that far away from the total that we had in the 1960s. So if you look at basically the last decade, we've had, in terms of total volume, we've had almost as many. But of course, a lot more games now, so we're nowhere near the peak percentages in terms. So if you do not consider that outlier period of 1960 to 1966, in which almost 6% of all games played in the NBA during that period had 50 points in them. We are definitely seeing the highest historical percentages of 50-point games. The last five seasons have averaged 1.77% of all games having a 50-point scored in them. The prior five seasons were about half that at 0.85%. Until the 2015-2019 period, there had not been a five-year stretch above 1% since 1967 to 1971. So definitely a big uptick, but it's still very, very, very rare. It's just less very rare, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. It's what seems like it's commonplace now is still, yeah, it's still rare. You know, it is more common now, right, like you're saying, than it really has been over most of our lifetimes, most of the people listening to this lifetimes. And the only real time that you can compare this to was, yeah, like you said, the 1960 to 66 and really, you know, running up through the end of the 70s, basically the Wilt era, you know. Yeah, he was very scored a lot of points, but he wasn't alone. There was Elgin Baylor was scoring, you know, a ton of points, sure, as well. A bunch of other guys were scoring a ton of points. Kareem would come in and start, you know, scoring a bunch of points too. And just the game just fit, you know, it made sense for that at that time. But
sure,
no, we're definitely in what is just completely. It's not unprecedented, but it definitely feels like in our lifetime, the people that are watching the NBA, really embracing the NBA, really consuming the NBA, this is the most we've seen in our lifetimes.
Yeah, it definitely. Yeah. It's gone from a rate of about 1% to 2%, which, you know, it is big, but is maybe not as big as it feels, you know,
Right. It's not like, oh my God, what's going on with the game? Yeah. Shut the game down. We have to figure this out. Yeah. The court's got to get bigger. The rim's got to get taller. The player, we got to do something. It's not crisis mode. It's not an, oh my God, the record books are being decimated and destroyed. Right. And this is the sanctity of the game is being ruined by all this. It's not.
Sure.
It's not happening as often. It's just maybe we're doing a better job of, you know, sort of advertising it, or people are discussing it.
We have more games on TV. Every game is basically on TV now, so we can watch all of these. Where, you know, that was obviously not going to happen in 1962. So I will say one significant difference, which is interesting to think about, is just the number of different players who are having 50-point games.
Yeah.
So there have been 9 seasons total in NBA history where 10 or more players have had 50-point games in that season. 7 of those have occurred since 2017. So, and then this season, 2023, tied 2020's record of 15 different players with the 50-plus point game. So I feel like a lot of the historical ones, I mean, Wilt obviously is the biggest driver of historical ones, and you had, you know, Michael Jordan going through a period. And, you know, you've had other guys who have had big Kareem, as you mentioned, a few others. Now it feels like, and there definitely are still players, significant players who are driving it now. We've mentioned Damian Lillard, James Harden, Luka Doncic, Steph Curry. There's a handful of names, but I feel like there's more of these, you know, not just more Sadiq Bays, but more like, DeMar DeRozan or Jimmy Butler or guys who are good very, very good scorers, but not necessarily like among the biggest scorers in the league.
Right, right.
It's happening with
Zach LaVine's, your Bradley Beals,
right,
your
Darius Garland. You know, yeah, you know, Darius Garland can score, but he's, you know, like, I feel like we're having more of those, not quite as random. Like, you know, Sadiq Bey is random. Tony Delk is random. Like, you know, Anthony Davis is not random, but like, he's not the first guy you would necessarily think would be scoring. Although actually he's kind of scored a lot in his career, so maybe a bad example. Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's a guy like, oh yeah, can score, but he's not just like a random guy, but he is definitely like, you know, not among the best 20 scorers in the game right now, probably. You know, like he's still a very good scorer, but he's probably not quite at that level, you know. So
yeah, it does feel like a little bit more of those, not fringe guy isn't the right word, but a lot of those guys that, like you said, yeah, it's like, not your elite of the elites. It's like, okay, when Wilt Chamberlain got it, when Jordan had it, when Kobe had it, you were like, whatever. James Harden, when he has a 50-point game, you're like, whatever, that's fine. When Elgin Baylor had him, they're fine. When LeBron, you know, that's fine. Damian Lillard put himself in that category. But yeah, it's when you start piling up hell, Kyrie Irving has 6 of them in his career. I mean, he's not, like, scoring isn't his best attribute as a basketball player. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, there's definitely a lot of those guys. You're Julius Randle, you know, almost having 60 or whatever. It's that level of dude that's like, okay, those guys are scoring 50 plus at a much, much higher rate than they ever were.
A bigger pool of them are doing it. Yeah, it's like the second and third tier scorers are doing it more frequently. Right, they're not necessarily doing it multiple times. A few of them might be, but it's just like more guys are joining this club than were before. It was, and then again, you'd have your random ones here or there. But yeah, it's kind of a different. I think that the larger pool of guys doing it, I think, is the newest thing that I think, and that's been happening. Probably like the last decade or so is where that's, it's kind of happened a little bit. Looking at the all-time leaders. So players with the most times with 50 plus. So we've got Will Chamberlain, number one, 122. No one's going to break that.
No, I am fairly confident that Will Chamberlain will maintain that record for the remainder of his career. But we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think there's the remainder of our lives.
Yeah, the remainder of our lives. That's not going to get broken anytime in our lives. Yeah. Michael Jordan's got 39. Kobe Bryant with 26. James Harden, number four, with 23. We talked about this earlier. And I don't think Harden might have one more in him. I don't think he's got three more in him to tie Kobe.
That seems like a lot for current James Harden.
Yeah, he hasn't had one since the 2020 season. That just doesn't seem like it. Rick Barry is a fifth with 22.
He could add his. I'm not.
Oh, well, you never know. Hey, man,
I'm
just
not ruling out Rick Barry.
Just let him shoot underhand three throws the entire game. Everyone fouls him every time.
Yeah, underhand right. With the way the game's played these days, he can drive in and get called for fouls all the time. And
there you go.
So I'm not ruling him out. I'm not. James Harden. Yeah, I'm out. He's out.
Right. Rick Barry. Oh, yeah. Maybe. Elgin Baylor is six with 18. Damian Lillard has 17. Yeah, I mean, he had a bunch last year. He could get to 20.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Damian Lillard could see, depending on what the last, next half of his career is. I mean, if he's not in Portland anymore and he's on a team that has other, good players and not Anthony Simons, he might not be able to get them as much as he has been getting them. But I still feel like he'll get to 20, I think, in his career. Yeah. Will he be able to pass Kobe and get up to 26? I don't know. Probably not.
That
might be tough.
He's older on his career. Yeah, I mean, Lillard, I think, depends. If he goes to Miami or like a team that's has a lot of other good players, maybe just not going to get the ball enough to get that. I mean, maybe one or two, but probably not enough to, I mean,
nine more to tie Kobe Bryant. That's right. That's probably not happening.
Yeah. I mean, he could get to 20. I could see that getting much higher than that. Yeah. It depends. I guess we'll see. LeBron is next, 15. Iverson has 14. Steph Curry has 13. Obviously, he could move up. And Kareem and Durant are the end of the double figures players with 10 each. So Durant obviously could add to his as well, although there are a lot of scorers in Phoenix. So we'll see if that happens. Booker's probably going to be usually scoring the most points there. So, and if you look at the most times for anybody age 25 or younger with 50 or more, Will had 61 at that point. Michael Jordan had 20 at that point, which is also a lot.
Stupid.
Yeah.
61 before he turned 25.
I know. Rick Barry had 9. Kareem had 8. LeBron had 8. Jason Tatum has 7. So that's going to be interesting to see how much he climbs that list. Allen Iverson has 6. And then there's tied with 5, Bob McAdoo, Julius Erving, Kobe Bryant, and Luka Doncic with 5. So, yeah, I could see him. He's probably all the candidates of recent scoring, like of the guy who's going to like be carrying like the 50, 60 point load, like your next James Harden. I think Doncic is probably the primary contender, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So, and then, yeah, the most times with 60 overall, Will Chamberlain, 32 in his career. Kobe with 6, Jordan with 5, Damian Lillard with 5, Elgin with 4, and James Harden with 4. By the way, except for Michael Jordan, Will Chamberlain has more 60-point games than anybody else has 50-point games.
Of course he does. Of course.
Yes. And then the question is, does Damian Lillard have 2 more in him to break the non-Wilt record, to break Kobe's record of 6? 60-point games, again, probably depends on the situation. I think it's possible, but that is asking a lot.
That, yeah, I, I, hmm. For Damian, I don't know. Yeah, it's 60 plus now. We're talking about a different, you know, a different category and a different pantheon. And if he gets his wish, and we're recording this, you know, we don't know if his wish will be granted, that he will go to a different team. But yeah, right now it does not. It doesn't seem like he would get there.
All right. Well, this has definitely been a fun show. You know, love digging into this. We're gonna do another show soon with the number of players for each team with 50-point games. So that'll be a fun one. We're going to talk about whether that player who has the most, whether they are the team, the best player in team history, whether they have the argument for being the best player in team history. So should be some good discussion there. So hopefully everyone has enjoyed this update on 50-point games. We will definitely also, we'll try to link to some of the other episodes that we had on 50-point games so you can find them all together and listen to them all. Cause yeah, there was some good research into there. We went through the decades. We had a number of shows on that topic and always fun discussion there. So thanks everyone for checking us out. You can find our shows at overandbacknba.com. You can also find us on the various social media channels at overandbacknba. And thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.